But when it comes to personal relationships, God says, get over it. As much as you can, try not to be offended by other people. If you wanted to, you could have such a thin skin, everything everybody does offends you. And you're going to be unhappy most of your life. So you've got to learn that emotional and spiritual maturity is largely determined by how you treat those who mistreat you.
Today on Pastor Rick's Daily Hope, we continue in a series called You Make Me Crazy. These teachings take a biblical look at topics like peace in our relationships, finding true love, breaking free from abuse, resolving conflict, ending the cycle of people-pleasing, and dealing with the crazy makers in our lives. Now, because we've all got at least one relationship that makes us crazy, in just a few minutes, we're going to tell you about a must-have resource from Pastor Rick Warren called the You Make Me Crazy DVD Series and Study Guide. If just surviving your relationships isn't good enough for you, then go ahead and take a sneak peek at this powerful video series while you're listening to today's broadcast. Just go to PastorRick.com or text the word daily to 99000. Right now, here's Pastor Rick Warren with part one of a message called Keeping the Crazy Makers from Making You Crazy.
I'm going to take you through some steps that kind of summarize what to do with the crazy makers in your life. And I'm calling this message Keeping the Crazy Makers from Making You Crazy. And before we look at those steps, I want to just pause and review what is a crazy maker? Now, I could give you a list of 100 different kinds of people, but let me give you 6 of the most common. So pull out a pencil and write these down. And as I write them down, don't look at them, okay? Don't embarrass them. But these are different people that we have to work with, we have to live with, we have in our neighborhoods, in our communities, soccer games, and church, everywhere. And how do we deal with these different kinds of people? Let's look at them. Number one is what I call demanding crazy makers. These are the little dictators of life, the little Napoleons, the little Saddams. They're bossy, they're pushy, they're controlling in every area. They're intimidating, they dominate every conversation, they turn every conversation into a power struggle, they make unrealistic demands on your life, on your time, on your schedule, and they just push. They are demanding, and it drives you crazy. Demanding crazy maker, the little dictators. The second kind is what I call disapproving crazy makers, and these are what I call the nitpickers. And they are picky. They are highly critical. Your best is never good enough. They always want more. They tend to be negative. They tend to be judgmental. They are unpleasable. They're perfectionists. And they love to point out your mistakes. And the disapproving crazy makers, no matter what you do, it's just not good enough. And that drives you crazy. The nitpickers. The third kind of crazy makers are what I call deafening crazy makers, because they're loud. They are loudmouths. I call these people the megaphones of life. And they're loud, and they like to talk, and they like to talk at a loud, often 120 decibels. If you get a megaphone on the phone, you're not going to get off for at least 15 minutes, because they just keep talking and talking, and they talk you into surrender. To finally just go, you hold up the white flag. I give up. Okay, I give up. You've talked me into the ground. And they absolutely love to argue. These are the megaphones. Number four, the destructive crazy makers. The destructive crazy makers. And these are the people who have uncontrolled anger, and I call them the volcanoes. And we've all had volcanoes in our lives. It's very easy to see them. You know, you never know when they're going to erupt, but when they erupt, you know it. They've got a temper like Mount Vesuvius or like Mount St. Helens, and they blow up and they explode. And when they do, it leaves scorching hot lava burning everything in the path. If you have a volcano in your life, you tend to walk on eggshells part of the time. The family can live in fear of when the next blow-up's going to be. There's a lot of tension, and the burn casualties are quite high. The destructive crazy makers, the volcanoes. Number five, I call these people the discontented. Discontented crazy makers. Discontented crazy makers get their feelings hurt very, very easily. They're very touchy, they're very thin-skinned, and they whine a lot. I call them the crybabies. And we all know crybabies. They have a daily pity party. They invite themselves, and they like to moan and to mourn, and the poor me, and the chronic complainers, and they've got a martyr complex, and they get their attention by whining. And when they whine, they kind of get that nasally sound of whining all the time, and it just grates on you like your fingernails on a blackboard. These are the crybabies, the discontented crazy makers. They are never happy. And then number six, a sixth kind, common crazy maker, what I call demeaning. Demeaning crazy makers. And these people are the smart mouths. And the smart mouths are the ones who are always running off at the mouth, and they're rude, and they're insulting, and they use caustic language, and maybe they cuss. But more than just cussing and complaining and caustic language, they're bubble bursters. They like to bust your bubble. They like to tear your dream down. They love to deflate you. They love to tear you down. They get particular joy in telling you how you don't measure up. And they can be disrespectful, and they can be petty, and they can be mean. And these are the smart mouths. And by the way, people who are rude all the time, they're rude because they have enormous insecurities. The more insecure a person is, the more rude they tend to be. Now, what I want to do this weekend is I want to take you through a summary of verses of what the Bible says about how do you deal with these kind of people in your life. And I'm going to give you six steps. I've discovered in my own life that each step tends to get a little bit harder than the one before. First one's hard, but the second one's even harder. And the third one's even harder. But this is the way you deal with difficult people. This is the way you counter the crazy makers in your life, according to the Bible.
The rest of today's message is coming your way in just a few moments. But first, if you'd like to connect with Rick on Facebook, Twitter, or LinkedIn, just go to PastorRick.com and click on his social media links. And while you're at it, go ahead and sign up for his free Daily Hope email devotional. Take a look at all the helpful resources. Again, that's PastorRick.com, or just text the word DAILY to 99000. Again, that's the word DAILY to 99000.
Okay, confession time. You probably have a relationship that could drive you crazy if you let it. Whether it's a boyfriend, girlfriend, spouse, sibling, parent, coworker, or that crazy relative you see once a year at Thanksgiving. A crazy maker can really make life difficult. That's why you need the Crazy Makers Study Kit. In this six-part DVD series and study guide, Pastor Rick Warren brings sanity to your relationships so you can do more than just coexist and survive. You can thrive. In this powerful DVD series, Rick shows you how to be wise in relationships, how to recognize who's pushing your buttons, how to resolve conflict, how to break free from abuse, how to escape the people-pleaser trap, and how to keep the crazy makers from making you crazy. The Crazy Makers Study Kit is perfect for you, your family, or small group. So request yours today. It's our gift to say thank you for your donation to support Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. Call 800-600-5004 or go to PastorRick.com to request your Crazy Maker Study Kit today. That's 800-600-5004 or go to PastorRick.com. There's only 24 hours left to get this great resource, so don't wait.
Once again, here's Rick.
This is the way you counter the crazy makers in your life, according to the Bible. All right, let's get right into it. Number one, the first thing you need to do with a crazy maker is this: refuse to be offended. I refuse to be offended. And what I mean by that is I don't take it personally. No matter what they say, no matter what they do, no matter how outrageous their behavior is, no matter what they insult me with, or how they act or react, or the way they look with their body language. When people are rude, they are revealing themselves, not you. They're telling you what's in them, not what's in you. When people are mean, when people are controlling, they're not saying anything about you. It doesn't say anything about you. It says about who they are. It tells you what their problem is. So don't be offended by it. It's not about you. They're just a crazy maker. Now, the reality is, there's a lot in life you could get offended by. In fact, there's a lot of things in life you ought to be offended by. I get offended by a lot of things. I'm offended by injustice in the world. When people go to bed hungry at night, and a lot of us have so much, I'm offended by racism. I'm offended by babies whose lives are taken before they're even born. I'm offended by exploitation of sex and women who are exploited for sex trafficking and things like that. There are a lot of things you ought to be offended by. But when it comes to personal relationships, God says, get over it. As much as you can, try not to be offended by other people. In other words, if you wanted to, you could have such a thin skin, everything everybody does offends you. And you're going to be unhappy most of your life. So you've got to learn that emotional and spiritual maturity is largely determined by how you treat those who mistreat you. Let me say that again. How mature you are, emotionally and spiritually, is largely revealed in how I respond, how I treat those who mistreat me, and how I treat those who misunderstand me. Do I do tit for tat? Do I get even? If they hit me, I hit them back. If they hurt me, I hurt them back. If they insult me, I insult them back. If they get angry at me, I get angry back. Then I'm no better than they are. Emotional and spiritual maturity is determined by my reaction to the people who try to hurt me, try to, you know, the demanding, the demeaning, the confusing, all of those people, the destructive and disapproving people in my life. How do I handle those kind of people? One of the keys to happiness in life, it's not the only one, but one of the keys to happiness in life is you need to develop a thicker skin and just not be offended by so many things. Now, what you need to pray is say, God, give me a tender heart and a tough hide. Give me a tender heart and a tough... Usually we get the opposite. We get thin skin and tough-hearted. God said, no. You should always have a tender heart, but you need to get a little bit thicker skin so not everything just sets you off. Not everything offends you. You don't always get upset no matter what people say. When somebody looks cross-eyed at you or, you know, on the freeway, somebody flips you off, it doesn't bother you. You don't get upset about it. Somebody is rude to you, a clerk or something like that, a clerk who's a jerk, and if they're just having a tough day, you need to get a little bit thicker skin. Now, how do I do that? How do I keep from taking personal offense at the crazy makers in my life? How do I keep them from being offended by these people who are disapproving and destructive and demeaning and disconnected and demanding? How do I not get upset about these people? Well, one of them is just consider the source. They're a crazy maker. And try to ignore it as best as possible. The Bible says to do that. Look at this first verse, Proverbs 12:16. Let's read it aloud together. When a fool is annoyed, he quickly lets it be known. But wise people will ignore an insult. Circle the word wise. If you're wise, you ignore an insult. If you respond to an insult with an insult, you're a fool. Foolish people give out what they get. He says, that's not good. That's not wise. That's dumb. When a fool is annoyed, he quickly lets it be known. In other words, somebody hurts me, I hurt them right back. They make a tacky statement to me, and I make a tacky statement back. When a fool is annoyed, he quickly lets it be known. But wise people ignore an insult. Why do wise people ignore an insult? Because what they do is they look behind the behavior. Now, we've talked about this three different times in this series. that when you're dealing with people who are offensive, when you're dealing with people who are irritating, people who are crazy makers in your life, you need to look past the behavior to the pain, because everything we do is motivated by something. And when people are hurting others, it's because they're hurting on the inside. Hurt people hurt people. And that they've got a fear, they've got an insecurity, they've got a painful past, they've got a pressure in the current that maybe you don't know about. And one of the ways you can learn to not be offended by other people is to not look at their behavior. And to just look past and go, I wonder what causes them to be that way, to be that short with me. Did they get out of bed on the wrong side? They have a fight with their husband or their wife today? Are they going bankrupt? What's the cause? What's the pressure? What's the thorn in their foot that's causing them to be mean to everybody else around them? And you look past the behavior and look at the pain and try to understand. Now, the more you understand somebody's background, the more grace you're going to show them. The people who you find it most difficult to deal with, the people who irritate you the most, are people at the office who are obnoxious and you know nothing about their background. So you don't cut them any slack. You don't know that maybe they were molested, or you don't know that maybe they were orphaned, or you don't know that maybe they've gone through three marriages and the husband walked out on them, you know, three times. You don't know their story. And so you're not cutting them any slack. You're not showing them any grace. Here's what the Bible says. Proverbs 19:11. A man's wisdom gives him patience. It is to his glory to overlook an offense. You're going to get offended. Why? Because your wisdom gives you patience. When you understand somebody's background, you understand their current stress, it's easier to show grace. That gives you patience. And then you overlook the offense. What I'm talking about here is real love. In fact, the Bible says refusing to be offended by other people is actually an act of mature love. It shows you how much love you've got in your heart. The more love you have in your heart, the harder it is to offend you on a personal basis. The less love, the more insecure you feel, the easier it is to offend you. Now, the Bible says in Proverbs 10:12, love overlooks the wrongs that others do. Love overlooks the wrongs that others do. The more filled I am with love, the less I'm going to be upset with you when you are demanding or demeaning or disapproving or whatever. So this is the first step. I must choose to refuse. I choose to refuse to be offended, and I don't take it personal. I don't take it personal. Pastor Tom's going to come and talk about the next two steps.
Number two, you don't wait for an apology before you forgive them. You don't wait for an apology to forgive them. I think many of us, we've got some crazy maker in our life who has done some crazy hurtful thing to us, or maybe even more importantly, to somebody that we love. And in our minds, we think, well, I know the Christian thing to do is to forgive, and so I will. I will forgive them as soon as they give me an apology, the right kind of apology, then I will forgive them. Not everyone who is a crazy maker in your life, who bugs you, who even hurts you, realizes what they're doing. Oftentimes, they're responding to their own hidden pain, and they don't know that they're hurting all these people around them. So what do? Well, when I have a hard time forgiving a crazy maker, and I think we all struggle with this sometimes, we all struggle with forgiving. When I have a hard time, I remember what a hard time I gave God in forgiving me and not accepting His forgiveness. And I remember the great gift of His forgiveness. I remember a verse like the next one in your outline. Colossians 3:13 says, you must make allowance for each other's faults and forgive the person who offends you. Remember, the Lord forgave you, so you must forgive others. Number three is refuse to gossip about them. This one's tough with crazy makers. You refuse to gossip about them. Gossip is incredibly destructive to churches. Is incredibly destructive to families, is incredibly destructive to businesses, it's destructive to your life. It tears you up. It separates the closest of friends. And the worst thing about gossip is when you start gossiping about this crazy maker, it means they win. All of a sudden, they're controlling your conversation. They're controlling your emotions. Your whole day is about gossiping about them instead of talking about some good thing, some great thing that you could be doing or is happening in your life. Don't let them win. Don't let the crazy maker win by choosing gossip. 1 Peter 3:9 says, "Do not do wrong to repay a wrong, and do not insult to repay an insult, but repay with a blessing, because you yourselves were called to do this so that you might receive a blessing." That's the point. You can gossip and miss out on God's blessing, but instead, if you choose not to, look what happens. By choosing not to gossip, not only do you get the conversation in the right positive way in your life, but you receive God's blessing in your life. I want you to receive God's blessing in your life. And one of the ways we do that is by saying no to gossip.
That verse that says, don't insult somebody who insults you back makes me think about a number of years ago. A member of our church gave me a book. He knows that I collect books for my library, and it was called 3,000 Witty Putdowns. And I read it from cover to cover and laughed uproariously. It was one of those laugh your head off books. The only problem is, as a pastor, I can't use it. All these great, really repartee, you know, rejoinders, and I can't use it because the Bible says don't repay an insult with an insult. Now, these are the steps to dealing with the crazy makers in your life. I refuse to be offended. I'm not going to take it personal. I'm gonna consider the source. It's crazy maker, and you may have all kinds of problems that I don't even know about. And I'm not going to wait for an apology. I'm gonna offer forgiveness even before you ask for it, even if you never ask for it, because you might not. And then, this is even harder, as Tom said, I'm not going to gossip. I'm not going to go talk about you to somebody else. Step number four is I refuse to play their game. After I've done these other things, I refuse to play their game.
You're listening to Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. If you've missed any part of this broadcast, including portions we didn't have time for today, you can go to PastorRick.com and listen online anytime. Rick will be back in just a moment with a final word of encouragement. Okay, confession time. You probably have a relationship that could drive you crazy if you let it. Whether it's a boyfriend, girlfriend, spouse, sibling, parent, coworker, or that crazy relative you see once a year at Thanksgiving. A crazy maker can really make life difficult. That's why you need the Crazy Maker Study Kit. In this six-part DVD series and study guide, Pastor Rick Warren brings sanity to your relationships so you can do more than just coexist and survive. You can thrive. There's only 24 hours left to get this great resource, so don't wait. Right now, here's Pastor Rick to tell you more.
Do you have any crazy makers in your life? Of course you do. We all have relationships that just drive us crazy. Maybe a coworker, or a sibling, or a parent, or spouse, or that cranky next-door neighbor. These crazy makers can really make your life difficult, even if it's just a relative that you see only once or twice a year at holidays. You know, I created a kit called You Make Me Crazy Study Kit that's going to help bring sanity to your relationships. This kit is great for individual study. Even better, invite a few friends over and form a small group and do this study together. You'll make some new friends, and you know what? You'll have a lot of fun laughing about the things that make you crazy. I'd like to send you the You Make Me Crazy Study Kit as a thank you gift when you support Daily Hope with your financial gift this month. This six-week study guide through God's Word will give you the guidance you need to face and even connect with the crazy makers in your life. Did you know that God has them there for a purpose? During this study, we're going to look at what the Bible says about being wise in your relationships, about resolving conflict, about breaking free from abuse and codependency, about escaping the people-pleaser trap, and about keeping crazy makers from making you crazy. I really appreciate your support for Daily Hope. It's only because of people like you and the financial gifts of listeners that we're able to reach so many people with the good news of God's Word.
Call 800-600-5004 or go to PastorRick.com to request your Crazy Maker Study Kit today. That's 800-600-5004. Or just go to PastorRick.com. Be sure to join us next time as we look into God's Word for our daily hope. This program is sponsored by Daily Hope Ministries and your generous financial support.